All right. Let me share my screen. Rich. And yours were done in November, November 5th. Perfect.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Let's look at your overall. Okay, so thyroid, we know, right? Thyroid, liver, gallbladder, and red blood cell. And that we kind of know too. All right. So those are the ones that we're going to look at. Acid alkaline balance is a little off. Heavy metals still. Oxidative stress. I wonder if you're dumping.
Oh, wait, what's the date on this one?
This is November 5th.
What year?
Oh shoot, 18.
Yeah, you got the wrong
I
year.
got the wrong one. Okay,
Yeah, that's what I thought.
let me go back here. Okay, close. I'll open you up.
Surprise.
It was November, so I
Oh,
did
yeah,
that
easy
one
to
right.
do.
Let me client list. It should
Yeah,
be.
November 9th.
It's November 9th. Okay, it was my sister's birthday. All right, so we go to Rich. Somebody's cooking downstairs.
Hey, all right.
I can smell it. Okay, Rich, why is it not opening? Right, so this is Rich from 18. I'm going to close that one.
Okay.
I've got that one. This is Steve, and this is Jill. Okay, and this is Sarah's tomorrow. I'll close her. And this is Lynn, we did her. All right, so let's see. Okay, Rich, here we go. I'm going to see about this. There, I must have put it in the wrong order. Optimal DX, here we go. One of these is probably patient and one of these is practitioner. Let's see. Patient, good. Download. November 9th, 2020. Yay. Okay.
Score.
We got it. All right. All right, thyroid is the main one showing up. Okay, good. So that's better than the other one, right? Because there was all
Much
that.
better.
Wait, yeah. So even if the thyroid is stressed, thyroids get stressed when there's a lot of toxicity. And if you are in this mode where you're not exposed anymore and your body's releasing, it actually might be worse before it gets better, if you know what I mean, because it's
Sure.
releasing stuff that's stored.
What about the acid base there? Is that saying I'm too
It's
alkaline?
saying CO2 is high. It's saying you're too alkaline, which is rare. It's more rare than too acidic. Are you still doing a lot of juices?
Well, I'm doing juices, but I also do some of the alkaline water.
Yeah, you may want to cut back on the alkaline water.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so electrolytes and minerals, zinc. Okay, that's all that's showing up. That's good. So definite improvements here.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So the glucose stuff is looking good. I'd love to see hemoglobin A1C a little lower, but we're always balancing with you. It's losing weight, and I think it's good enough. It's not putting you at risk, and I don't want you to try to get that better and then drop more weight.
And I'm still taking the black seed. Remember how back in the were taking it regularly? I just still take a good tablespoon of that a day in my one of my smoothies.
It's supposed to help with thyroid. It has a lot of studies behind it.
Yeah.
So
Plus
your
I'm taking
blood,
the oil.
the which one?
I'm also taking the black seed oil.
The oil and the seeds. There's just so
Yes.
much of that oil you can take, right? You just put it in a little bit with your salad or something.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know that there's any risks. You might want to do a little search to see, is there a risk of taking too much of that? I haven't seen anything.
Okay, I'll check
But
that
I
out.
don't, yeah. So even your stomach acids indicators, these used to be way off. And these are much better: kidney function, sodium, potassium.
So the hydrochloric does look better?
Yeah, it definitely looks better. Creatinine's a little on the low side. Bun is in range.
Oh, it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you told me to take the, I was taking a digestive enzyme capsule and you said, bump it up to 3. And it's working, obviously.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. This is much better. Look at your electrolytes are all good. Your CO2 is high. So I would cut back on the alkaline water. I forgot to turn the timer on. Oh, no, I did. No, I didn't. I did. All right. Protein, you know, is there still some indication there with the high protein, low albumin of this? So I keep doing your bitters and your digestive enzymes, but it's definitely better than it was. The zinc, right? Alkphos. So what are you doing for zinc?
I'm actually taking a tablet with its 23 milligrams. I'm taking twice a day. I think you said bump it up to 46, but it appears I got to go to a liquid.
I would go to a liquid.
Which ones do you recommend?
So there's a number. The one from Premier Research is relatively low potency, so it's expensive to take.
Yeah, that is expensive.
Good State has one. EIDON. I don't know how to say it. EIDON.
They do it again.
EIDON.
Okay.
They have that at. They sell that at from the Hippocrates Health Institute, and they have all kinds of liquid ionic minerals. Then there's the Body Bio, where they have the test kits. They have a zinc. So there's a number.
Which one has the highest milligrams per serving?
The one that has the highest milligrams, I hesitate to recommend because a lot of people get nauseous from it because it's so potent, is the Trace Minerals Research.
Yeah, I learned that one.
So I would say try the Good State. It's probably the second most potent, and in terms of cost effective.
Okay. Amazon?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so liver stuff here. Your ALT is perfectly normal. Your AST is high. These can be related to liver. They can also be related to cardiac. Let's see if this works if I click this.
Yeah, if you go down lower, the cardiac, there's some cardiac concerns.
Okay, so let's look at that. We may want to get some figuring on that. Okay, so LDH, where's that? Ferritin and I don't see iron, but ferritin is perfectly normal. Okay, so TSH is 9.46. What was it last time?
5.4.
But your T4 total is 9.2. Do you remember what that was?
That was 9.1.
Okay. So your pituitary is having to work harder to get your thyroid to do its thing. Your T4 free. Let me just scroll down to these.
Yeah, he didn't do the T3s, which I gave him the entire list for the panel. You have to hand it to him. I hand it to him, but he never, somehow that didn't transpose over to his order, which was
sent to him. Here's the thing. If the doctor does give you the piece of paper, and I know some of the people on here, they may not admit it in public, but they admitted it to me, that you go in there and you just check off the ones you want and then you bring it into the lab.
Yeah, he actually sent this one right over to the lab. So
that doesn't work then.
I got a review.
All right, let me see the thyroid from before. Here we go. TSH, T4 free has dropped a bit. And we don't have the T3.
Oh, the T3 is down below, right?
Okay, so thyroid peroxidase, we hadn't had that one before. No, here we go. You went from 85 to 1.7 on thyroid peroxidase. Woo! Nice. That's a way to go.
That's a surprise. I like that one.
Yeah. HSCRP is dropped. That's good. ESR is a little bit up. Homocysteine, we haven't had before. Vitamin D, you need to bring up. So vitamin D is super important for thyroid function, super important for immune function.
You know, I'm taking 5,000 in the morning and then I take 5,000 in the afternoon.
Okay, so you need to bump it up. And you're taking it in liquid form or capsule form?
Capsule.
Okay, liquid.
Okay.
Yeah, Seeking Health has one. Thorne has one. You can get one that has the D3K2 because it's going to help the absorption. But what I would do is do half your dose in one way and half the other way. So get the D3K2 and then get the D3 by itself,
Yep.
both in liquid. One of the doses you take 5,000 of the 5,000 of the D and whatever else is the K2. And then the other one you do at least 5,000 and then see if that brings it up. If that doesn't, then you're going to have to erase it. Do you remember if you have a VDR snip?
I do not.
Yeah, your methylmalonic acid is good, so your B12. Yeah, I would get that D up.
Yeah, I agree.
I would get it up, given your situation. I would love to see it close to 100, you know, like 80 to 100, right? Autoimmune, right?
Yeah, the last time I think it was probably about 6 months ago was at 77. So, and I was still you know, I was doing the 10,000, but apparently it hasn't been effective with the capsules because it dropped to 50, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Where are your red white blood cells? Those are the curious ones I'm curious about.
Yeah, for some reason the CBC didn't get on this. You know, they're in the cellar. You know, my white blood cell is like 1.9. It's been there, you know, it's between 1.9 to 2.5 with this
Yeah.
cancer thing going on.
So the CBC you didn't get done, or it just didn't get on here?
Just didn't get on here.
Was it on a separate
Yes, if you go to my labs, I think yes, I did upload it.
There wasn't one there for there's one for September, but not for November.
Okay, but all right, correct.
So it's
Oh,
in the
okay. Yeah, so the
September list.
September one is there. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, see the September let's see. CBC, where'd we go? Here we go. Yeah, your September CBC is there, but I don't see the white blood cells. The
Which is
white blood.
odd.
Very odd, this
It
report.
should be there. There they are, down right there.
Oh, okay. I'm used to seeing the white blood cells right at the top. Okay. Yeah, so they're hanging out. They haven't gone any further down in the last few months. A little bit down from here. It's kind of up and down, but better than it was a year ago.
I don't see it. Is it you've got it
Yeah,
down
it's
at the
down
bottom?
here, right. It's right at the bottom. Let me see. It might be cutting off on your screen.
Yeah, I can't see it. There we go. Okay.
And the monocytes are generally going to be high with the autoimmune. But I think this time you didn't get where we, oh, yeah. I'm really pleased about those antibodies going down.
Yeah, that was pretty significant. I was surprised and joyed.
Are you still taking the ThyroCare or the thyroid PX?
I am not, but I need to.
Yeah, I would go with the because I don't know about the iodine at this point. I would go with the ThyroCare restorative formulation, same company, but ThyroCare. It's the one that
Okay,
has
so
lower iodine.
yeah, because I'm taking a lot of iodine now.
Yeah, I would take that.
Okay.
Right, because that's a difference. If you were last time, right, you said
Yeah.
if you were,
It was six something.
And you're not taking it in between. So I would definitely go back to that.
Okay.
Okay. But overall, I mean, overall, there's a lot of improvement here.
Well, the only thing I'm shocked at is if you go down further, I don't know, maybe it's in the other report, but I have the oh, which one do I have? I have the practitioner report, and it showed concern with cardiovascular and heart, which shocked me.
Let me see. I don't see any of that there. So that's this one.
Get on to page 15. Coronary artery insufficiency, 100%. What?
Okay, well, let me look at that and enjoy. That's why we generally don't like to give the practitioner reports without, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not panicking, but it's like, wow, you know who I am. It'd be surprising that I'd have.
Yeah, I would be surprised. I didn't see anything that I would interpret that way. So let's see.
Congestive heart dysfunction, 75%.
Where does it say that?
Page 15.
I'm on page 16. 15 says mineral status.
Oops. Well, that's what I have here. It's the clinical dysfunctions.
Okay, clinical dysfunctions.
Advanced practitioner only report.
Individual nutrient deficiencies. You sure it's 15? Clinical dysfunction. Here we go.
What page is on yours?
19.
Okay. Strange.
That's weird. Okay. Hypothyroidism, coronary artery insufficiency. So let's look and see what they say about that. Increased SGOT, SAST that is higher than the SGPT, an increased CO2 and an increased uric acid, additional biomarkers that may be out of range, elevated creatinine kinase. And that's why I'd asked Gina to get the creatinine kinase and a decreased serum and RBC magnesium. So you basically, they're basing this on two markers, elevated AST and CO2. And they don't have all the others, right? So,
right.
That's why it says 100%, because you don't have any of the others. So two out of the seven, right? Oh. Isn't really 100%, you know what I mean? but if you want, I mean, certainly, like I said to Gina, you know, the same thing, because she had a similar pattern, is to get the creatine phosphokinase, CPK, and then get it with isoenzymes, because the isoenzymes will tell us, is that elevation of that, is there something related to the heart? Is it related to skeletal muscle? You know, you tend to do a lot of exercise, so there may be something there. But yeah, if you feel more comfortable getting that.
Yeah, you'll have to give it to me again.
CK, creatine kinase. You see where it on that, it's the last part says patient result not available. Consider running in future. Uric acid, magnesium, and creatine kinase.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Good. And you mentioned with some iso what?
Isoenzymes.
Isoenzymes. Was there any, let's see, what else was there? Muscle breakdown?
Well, muscle breakdown, that'll tell you when you get the CK, whether there's muscle breakdown. Right. And this is where I said, okay, it's related to this. Again, these are generally not intended to be seen by patients. They're to be seen by a practitioner who goes, yes or no, this is not a rationale.
Okay,
so again, the creatine kinase will differentiate between whether it's a cardiac type of thing or if it's a muscle breakdown. Now, if you are not getting enough protein or you're not absorbing enough protein and you're exercising like a madman, then muscle breakdown is quite common, right?
Yes.
Right. So I would say the creatine kinase can set that to bed and let us know if any of that's happening. Okay. This is a note to Patty. Let's always give people the patient reports, not the reports.
Actually, I'm glad to see that. So thank you, Patty.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, because there is stuff in here that without the knowledge, you know, if you're reading it about yourself, if I'm reading it about you, I'm going, well, I know, Rich, that's not true. That's not true. But you're going, ah!
No, no, I'm not panicking.
Right.
Because I know better.
What was your cholesterol? They said it was too low, but I think it was 150, right? You've had it really low in the past.
Yeah, I've had it down to like 109.
Yeah.
They didn't run the cholesterol in the last several tests. The last time he had it done, it was 105.
Oof,
it was okay. Really low. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. You know, what you've had these tests that are always partial because you give your doctors the list and then they run what they want anyway. Right. So it's kind of like, it would be really nice to see everything at the same time on you, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But here's the LDL. No, here it is. Am I looking at the right one? This is Rich.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't in there.
119. Oh, yeah, 119. Yeah, 119. Is that
the old report or is this the new report?
This is the old one.
Oh, that's the old one. Okay, yeah.
Oh, this is the old one.
But it's not that far off.
Okay, I looked at the wrong one.
But it's not
that's why you had different numbers than me, Rich. I was looking at the practitioner one.
Oh, 2018.
Right? I was looking at the wrong one. Gotcha. So let's look at this one. Okay, so you said page 15. I can't get this to move. All right, there we go. Page 15, 5, 22, okay, 19, there we go. 17, 16, 15. Okay, same thing. So yeah, so the hypothyroidism, coronary artery, congestive heart dysfunction, muscle atrophy, metabolic alkalosis, and endothelial. Okay, and so... Yeah, it's the same idea. You were missing those same ones 2 years ago as you were today. So, yeah. Curious, did I close it? Is this the November? Let me look at the numbers on, well, they should be here on the comparison, the AST on your comparison. And then we got to go on to Jill. Okay, AST is up farther, bun, anion gap, here we go. It's interesting, your AST has been elevated for a really long time.
Yep.
And I, knowing your history, it's probably related to all the liver toxicity that, you know, you've been exposed on the job to all these chemicals for all this time. And it's been like 6 months since you've been out of it, but you know, 6 months is a short period of time to recover from decades of chemical exposure, right? So I think we just keep watching it. It would be good if you want to just do that to rule it out, you know, the CK with the isoenzymes. You know, if your doctor didn't want to run T3, the fact that do they want to run a CK with the isoenzymes, they're like, Rich, you don't have any issues, right?
Right.
But, you know, he's certainly running, but the AST has been elevated for a long time. And we just assumed that that was related based on your history. So you're always tempering results with the history, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, good. Whew. Okay. I think we're down to our last one.